coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
You know, when you talk about perfection, that those who don't want to hear it, and they say, oh. Did you know that those who generally accuse others of being perfectionists, you ever hear them? Those who accuse others of being perfectionists always use that word negatively. Is that right? They always use it negatively because they think to be a perfectionist is unacceptable. Why should you think of being perfect when nobody can be perfect? You're asking for too much, they think. You can't be perfect. And yet, when you study the Word of God, in no place does He even suggest to us the impossibility of perfection. He doesn't even suggest it. And He doesn't give us a chance to not be perfect. Everything about God calls for perfection from us. Not when we get to heaven, not at the rapture of the church, in our life. The reason most people are not perfect is because they don't even know what perfection is. And hear this and get it into your spirit. It's very important. You see, as I told you about success, success is measured at different stages of your life. Perfection is also measured at different stages of your life. Success is measured according to purpose, okay, and goals. Perfection is measured according to light, according to instruction, according to information. That's how perfection is measured. He measures your perfection according to what you know. So become perfect by reason of what you know. Hey, look at this. Have you ever seen these guys that do some of these stunts? You've seen them, all right? Imagine a guy that's walking on a pole as narrow as this one, and it's probably some 12 meters from the ground, and he's walking on it. He has to be perfect. If he falls out of that thing, probably certain death. Or he might get himself injured for the rest of his life. He believes in perfection.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day, through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.